Salutations. My name is Misty. Welcome to the third season, 18th episode of Choice, my experience building relationship with God. Out of the Nelson Study Bible, I'm reading Psalm 8, New King James Version. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. In my experience of building relationship with God through Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, when I was young in the Lord, it was Jesus, through his Holy Spirit that he sent to us when he had ascended to our Heavenly Father, who guided me in setting aside time to be in God's Word, in the Holy Bible. And it was over time that he revealed to me different books, like the Strong's Concordance and the New Treasure Scriptures, which is really an awesome book. That book. Oh, God bless the men that put that book together. That book takes God's word verse by verse and breaks it down. Excellent research and study tool. It was these books, along with his word in the Holy Bible, that he drew me into understand loved ones, investing time with him in his word is a process. It happens gradually over time. It becomes as we assert ourselves, as we are asserting ourselves, as we are making that choice to invest time with him in his word. Once we receive him as our Lord and Savior, we become spirit beings in a fleshly body. And as spirit beings, we begin to walk according to God's way of doing things. And this is a transformation. By the washing of the water of his word to the renewing of our minds according to his way of doing things, to bring us into his way of doing things. It's only through his word, by his word, because of his word, that we begin to read and meditate on, that we begin to study out, to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing God's word of truth, that begins to bring us to the place that we can begin to understand his word with the help of the Holy Spirit, because that is one of the many beautiful things about the Holy Spirit, is that because we receive the Holy Spirit when we're saved through Jesus, Yeshua, our Messiah, that he, the Holy Spirit, enlightens to us God's word. However, we have to become disciplined, diligent, and we have to learn through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We have to be able to begin to discern the drawing of the Holy Spirit in regards to coming and sitting down, quieting ourselves, quieting our mind, and investing time in God's word. Now, mind you, loved ones, this is definitely a gradual increase in the way that we live in regards to investing time, choosing to set aside that time with Jesus, with Yeshua. In my seeking to get to know God's word, I was prompted by the Holy Spirit to get a notebook, and each time that I began to set aside time to write down during that time what the Holy Spirit illuminated to me in regards to God's word and trust. This happened gradually. I have journals. I have over 2 cases of journals, starting back in 1989. And when I look in my journals, there were bits and pieces of scripture, and then there were not much at all in regards to what I wrote down. And there was some doodling on the pages. And however, little by little, each time I made the choice to set aside that time and to begin to write down what scripture came to me, little by little, over time, the pages began to fill up a little more and a little more. And it was so wonderful because the church that he, the Holy Spirit, had, through situations and circumstances, planted me in, was a church that really coveted God's word. They were genuine teachers of God's word, and they did not play at all. they guarded God's word and they taught it with integrity. Because I had a notebook and trust. I was a babe in the Lord. So once I started attending the church that I was brought to through situations and circumstances, I was in awe of what they were saying in regards to God's word and how they would make it so plain and clear. I was amazed in God's word. And because the Holy Spirit had prompted me to have a notebook, over time, I began to take notes like I learned to do when I was in college during a lecture. I would begin to take notes of the sermons or what was said in Bible study. I learned to write down scriptures that were spoken or a particular nugget of revelation or revealing in God's word that was shared. And over time, I would take what I had written down during Bible study or Wednesday night service or during the Sunday morning service, I would take it home, and throughout the week, I would make that choice to set aside that time in God's word. And I would go over what notes I had taken. I would begin to talk with God about his word and write down my thoughts to him in my journal. And over time, my journal pages transformed from a few words here, a few words there, to paragraphs, then to multiple paragraphs. And eventually, I would write more than one page. And then I'd fill up the back of the next page and then the front of another page. And over time, the number of pages that I would journal on with the thoughts that I had about God's word, with what I believe the Holy Spirit was giving me in regards to a scripture that he illuminated to me, they began to become more pages over time. Trust, this was gradual, because I would only journal in regards to being in that secret place with him, in regards to choosing that time that I would set aside to study his word, that studying of his word over time, journaling my thoughts and his word and studying his word through the meanings of certain words through the Strong's Concordance. And then eventually I would go into the Christian bookstores that were around at that time. While I was there, I'd go through the books. And every now and then, I would pull a book from the shelf, and I just knew this is a book I was supposed to get. And one of those books was The New Treasure of Scripture Knowledge. And that just took me into a whole nother realm of studying God's word. And this is so precious. Understand, I didn't realize that at the time. However, over time, as I chose to set aside that time to be in God's Word, to study God's Word, to journal my thoughts and what I believe the Holy Spirit was showing me in God's Word over, and I'm talking years, over time, because our God, our Heavenly Father, He's not a microwave God. He's not on our schedule. We're in His way of doing things. So as I was studying His Word and making that choice to set aside that time with Him in His Word, over time, the relationship, the personal, intimate relationship between our Heavenly Father and myself, because of Jesus, because of what Yeshua did on the cross, being the perfect sacrifice, which His Heavenly Father, which God required for our sins to be forgiven, to bring us into the new life that He has for us by dying on the cross, by being scourged and rejected and beaten and taking on all that hatred, that sin, the iniquities of mankind, and taking it all to the cross. And when He gave up His life on the cross, He then defeated death, hell, and the grave. He ascended to heaven and returned to our Heavenly Father, where He now is, forever interceding for us, for all of us, that through Him we come and be saved to receive eternal life through Him, through Jesus, Yeshua, our Messiah. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. God is real.